nutritious. It's a better explanation. I think you're right. Like the people who still want to believe in sink theory, like I'm fine, you can catch up eventually. But if you're still going to say that there's no way man could script all of this, there's something mystical, okay, well, what you're doing is you're making this divine fallacy, the basis for your interpretation of things. And some people find that to be more satisfying. Like, I'm seeing something mystical, like the Mandela effect. And I correlate these two because it's the desire to believe that you've come to an explanation that points to something higher. Like, there's something satisfying about that. AI, Demiurge, God, they don't want to know, oh, it's just man messing with you. You got trolled. That's a huge part of it. Your ego. Oh, I got trolled. I got tricked. I was mad about 9/11 for 10 years. I was mad at Muslims. I was mad at Jews. I was mad at reptilians for 9 years or 10 years. So I can't let that anger go. So I'm going to continue to believe that these guys did it. It's like, no, once you get rid of the belief in these things as having occurred as reported, it gets rid of their scapegoat stories. It takes away the tension of competing countries and competing governments, and you see the oneness of it all. The monolithic one world order that already has plugged mankind into a singular hive mind worldview. Kevin Moran says, "Muh dead people." Exactly. Yeah, you're gonna walk around the auto hoax think tank with theatrical blood on your hands. You're not gonna get a lot of sympathy. Like, which victims are you crying for or advocating for? Which media psyop narrative are you advocating for in the face of informed non-belief? And I'm happy to debate anything, always. I just want you to bring your own evidence. But yeah, muh dead people. That's a crutch. You gotta let go of muh dead people. You know what? Trutherville has a mass grave, an open mass grave full of fake dead people. You can go there, you can cry, you can drop off flowers, crosses with names and teddy bears and all that. Or you can just leave. You can leave all that behind. You don't need to be a propaganda mule with fake dead people weighing you down. Like, I have to stay triggered because these people died and I gotta stand up for them. It's like these people are crisis actors and they make more money than you. And the reason why they're grinning is because they're also movie stars in their own minds. The duper's delight. Tominoid says, "I don't disagree with you, but I say Sync ultimately has no hard proof." We have hard proof for Meta. You don't have hard proof for Sync. We can prove Metascript. You can prove by mapping out the directors and the writers. I can prove it by looking at concurrent programming, showing that there's a specific political utility to every single one of these instances of predictive programming that correlates it with the news. Predictive programming correlates with future news. This is a one-to-one relationship. There's no wriggle room here. It is scripted. It is news bent. The sync theory suggests it's all random and there's no explanation for why these things correlate. No, they correlate because they map it out. And we do have hard proof. We don't need somebody to say, I wrote this as the Metascript. We can just look at the Metascript. I can point to numerous examples of predictive programming correlating with news events. That's evidence. The fact that you have decades of predictive programming depicting an event, and then the event happens means these things are correlated. Now, is it a coincidence? Well, some will say, oh yeah, it's synchronicity and coincidence. God did it. No. This predictive programming is how they drill you for what they're going to do in the future. It's a form of advertising. We don't need to mystify it. In fact, I'm here to demystify. And by introducing the concept of metascripts and therefore metascriptors, we have demystified much of it. All right, let's see what else we have here in the comments. And look, sync theory, Mandela effect, and chemtrails, these are all stumbling blocks to understanding how this thing is run, the infrastructure of mass mind control, and it's people. It's definitely people. And the explanations of higher power kills curiosity. A false explanation means, oh, we don't need to look anymore. We figured it out. Yeah, actually, we figured it out here. Every once in a while, the gods want us to know something's going to happen, so they give us hints in the news, or hints in the media, hints in The Simpsons. And if you're satisfied with this mystified explanation, you never find out that it's all a unified whole. And what 9/11 did, that no other psyops do, is it shows us that this is a global control. Tomino 3, you can believe what you want. I'm not a believer in the Metascript. I'm just documenting it, what it actually is. Predictive programming is not mystical. It's not a mystery. And there's no unanswered questions about the phenomenon. I would point you to Netflix, Leave the World Behind. I would point you to numerous Netflix examples where you have a world stage event like Uvalde being advertised on Stranger Things immediately after, or Waco, American Apocalypse, debuts on Netflix, and the next day Donald Trump launches his campaign in Waco and calls it the final battle, like an Armageddon reference. Like, see, these things, that demonstrates pre-planning. Media is integrated at that level. You can't say the Demiurge did that. You can't say it was synchromysticism. So my point of it is, based on that, now we can look a little closer. Who is behind Netflix and this coordination with Netflix and mass media events as it ties into politics? And the more we look, the more we find that there is an infrastructure for mass mind control. There's really no mystery here at all. But the mystification of it leads people to wrong explanations. The Mandela effect happens, but it's not mystical. It's false memories. But mystifying it gives people the false perceptions there's something spiritual happening. So what I'm doing here is I'm demystifying mass media the same way, and sync theory is a mystification of media. And if you're going to go with sync theory, then you'll have to nod your head and agree that you believe that, at least in part, we can see the hand of God at work in media, that media is divinely inspired, like the Bible. Which I don't believe. I think man wrote it. I feel the same about TV. So again, I'm rejecting the divine fallacy with regard to media itself. Elephant Tusk says, on the one hand, you talk about higher self guiding your life, but yet there's nothing larger coordinating larger events. I don't mix up the two, and I really refrain from conversations like this because when I think a lot of people want to deny reality. A lot of people want to say, it's all fake. I figured it out. There's nothing here. It's all just in your mind. It's all an illusion. And that's where they want you. That's nihilism. So I reject that nihilism. And the fact that I observe patterns in my own life doesn't mean I have to be unobjective when somebody's lying to me or when I'm being manipulated with a magic show. Like, for example, maybe you've experienced something that would borderline on telepathic or paranormal. Does it mean you have to believe magic shows? No. Like, I'm not a believer. I'm not going to be confused or in some kind of a fog, like not knowing what I think. So, no. No, I don't think it's a contradiction. I think that it's a step back to say, okay, look, I've seen something that I can't explain, so let me just go all new agey on it. New age non-explanations. And I use terms like higher self. Does it mean angels? Does it mean some spiritual entity? Or does it mean a way to describe some aspect of how we gain information that we don't yet understand? Intuition, maybe there's not a mystical explanation. Maybe there's something a little more mundane. Maybe it's a little bit of both. But my point being here is the existence of the spiritual does not negate objective reality. That's the part I keep rejecting. Oh, it's all just a dream. No, it's actually not. Nothing's real. No, it actually is real. I'm really fighting against nihilism. Buzzing Fret says, maybe Tucker can lead us to the promised land. Tucker says your government has made deals with demons, and it's all about good and evil. 360 says, is it better to live in a world that is scripted or unscripted?